Hey Booville, it's Salwa here. I'm booing about abortion because I've listened to a really interesting boo by Claire Randall, and I thought that she raised some very thought-provoking topics in the boo. I think it was originally a topic for Hear Hear, and I suspect that it's already been broadcast today, but I did really want to air my views on this because I do have quite strong feelings relating to a couple of the issues that Claire raised in her boo. The first one is just the general issue of abortion. And this, in my mind, is something that I am fundamentally opposed to myself, i.e. I could not reconcile doing this if it were me that were in the position of getting pregnant. I don't think I could ever justify in my own mind this notion of having an abortion. However, that's not to say that I would judge other people that do, because I'm not omnipotent, so I don't know what other people's personal circumstances are. I don't know what other people are having to face, and I don't know the reasons for which they might choose to have an abortion. Lots of people talk about, oh, a baby being an inconvenience and all this kind of stuff. But actually, how many people, I'd like to know really, I mean, I suppose nobody does know, but you know, how many people actually really believe that a baby is an inconvenience and that's why they want to have an abortion? That sounds to me like they're covering up the real reason why they don't want the baby. Because a baby being an inconvenience is sounds to me like somebody who doesn't really know what having a baby entails. Because a baby's not an inconvenience. A baby's a massive life change. And if they knew that, they wouldn't be saying these flippant comments about a baby being an inconvenience, because it turns your life upside down in a very good way, from my point of view. But you know, some people might not find that change a good change, especially if they're young or at a pivotal moment in their life where they are not they're not really in a position to support a child. So, you know, who am I to say that other people are wrong? If they want to have an abortion, then to my mind, they should be allowed that choice. And I think Claire mentioned that it should be a choice. However, I fundamentally agree with Claire on the idea that, you know, contraception and trying to avoid unwanted pregnancies and raising awareness of all that kind of stuff is of paramount importance. I would say it's a more important issue than the issue of abortion. I would also say that the responsibility for raising awareness of these kind of things should lie with the parents, because, I mean, I'm a parent and I don't think I would feel at all comfortable at the idea of my daughter going out as a teenager, having no knowledge of intimacy with guys and no knowledge of contraception and all that kind of stuff. I'd want to equip her with the tools that she would need in order to make an informed choice as to whether A, she would have intimate relations with guy, or B, whether she would want to, you know, what she'd want to use to safeguard against pregnancy, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think it's very important that parents are proactive in this as much as they can be. I appreciate that it's a difficult topic for some people, and but it's no excuse, really. You know, we have a responsibility as parents to address these issues with our kids. It's part of the parenting process, and I think we do need to be informative, and we need to equip our children with the tools they need to make these informed choices. So, yeah, that's part one. And the next thing that Claire mentioned in her boo was about disabled fetuses, because what she was saying was that the cutoff point for non-disabled fetuses was 26 weeks. After that, you couldn't have a termination. However, what she was saying was that in the case of a disabled fetus, that, or a fetus that had been identified as having a disability, that you could actually wait until term. So basically, there was no cutoff point for abortion. It didn't matter where you were in your pregnancy, you had the right to have an abortion, and it is possible to do that. And I just find that whole notion absolutely disgusting, because that fundamentally says that a disabled person doesn't have the same rights to life as a non-disabled person. And to my mind, if this basic human right is not given to a disabled person, we can have all the conferences, acts, laws, and benefits we want. But if this fundamental issue is not addressed, then disabled rights or disabled people will never have the same rights in society. I think this is the epitome of society's, the problem in society relating to disability. This is the kind of core of the whole thing. If this notion that disabled people have less of a right to life than non-disabled people, or even at, you know, the level of fetuses or embryos, then how on earth can we expect to solve the rest of the social problem surrounding disability and acceptance into society, discrimination, all that kind of stuff? This is like the fundamental crux of everything. And we need this to change. So there you go. That's what I think. Take care.